Empower Radio presents The Miracle of Healing with Lisa Campion. Meet healers, learn different modalities, and hear empowering stories of people on their healing journey. The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Lisa Campion.
Hey there, I'm Lisa Campion, and this is The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio, where conscious people come together to explore the world of healing and heal the planet, one person at a time. So excited today. I have, you guys know how much I love talking to other psychics, and we have a fabulous psychic today, Julie Ryan. Julie is a psychic and medical intuitive, and she can really tell what kinds of medical conditions and illnesses a person has. And not only that, but she does healing. She does this crazy, miracle, amazing healing that she's done a session on me and she's worked on me. So I can really tell you from experience what it's like to work with her. And on top of that, she can also communicate with both the spirits of the living and the dead. She can do work with animals, access people's past lives, remove ghosts from homes and other buildings. And she can also tell you how close to death somebody else is. She's got a book. It's called Angelic Attendants, What Really Happens as We Transition from This Life into the Next. That really describes a series of events, you know, that involves angels and all of the things that happen when we really get over there to heaven. And she's fantastic. She's also got her own podcast called Ask Julie Ryan that's heard from all over the place. She's just out there, you know, doing this kind of stuff. She's also, this totally blows my mind, but she invents surgical devices that that surgeons use and are sold globally and all over the world. And on top of that, she's an entrepreneur. So she's founded 9 companies in 5 different countries. She's amazing. I'm so happy to have you on the show today, Julie. Thank you for being here.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
So tell us a little bit about your work. I experienced your medical intuitive work and your healing, which I thought was absolutely fantastic. And I've also referred you a ton of clients. I hope they all called you. So
thanks.
How did you get into this, and how did you know that you were psychic?
Well, I didn't. That's the funny part. I tell people, Lisa, that I'm an inventor and an entrepreneur who learned how to do woo-woo. And I think we're all born with intuitive capabilities. Certainly, we've all had situations where we think of someone and we either run into the person or they call seemingly out of the blue. And really, it's not a coincidence. It's that we're in touch with them psychically. We're on their frequency. We're thinking about them and they're thinking about us. And so we connect. So how this started, as you mentioned, I'm an inventor of surgical devices, and I have been in the medical supply business for 35 years, and I was always interested in that side of the equation, certainly working in hospitals and with medical providers. And so 26 years ago, a girlfriend gave me a book called Anatomy of the Spirit by Carolyn Mace, who's a medical intuitive.
Yeah.
And I had never heard that term before. And I was intrigued. And so I thought, what the heck's a medical intuitive? And I read her book and I wanted to learn more. And back then we didn't have the internet and Amazon wasn't in business yet. So I went to a bookstore. I went the old fashioned route and I went to a bookstore looking to see if there was anything else available. And I found a book called Hands of Light by
Barbara Brennan,
PhD, yeah, who's a former NASA physicist who took very complicated quantum physics language and distilled it into understandable English for somebody who has a non-scientific mind, and that's me. And so I was interested in learning more after reading her book. So I called her school and I asked if she had anybody in my area who was a graduate, and lo and behold, there was. And so I studied with a woman for 6 years to learn how to do all this psychic, medical, intuitive, medium, whatever stuff that I do. I laugh, Lisa. I tell people I'm a buffet of psychicness.
So I really totally can relate. I'm the same way as a psychic. I'm a generalist. So I seem to be able to cough up whatever my client needs.
That's right.
And this is the other thing that we have in common. So I teach in an energy medicine school. I've been teaching for 14 years in this energy medicine school. And the person that I teach with, my business partner, Reese Thomas, trained with Dorothy Martin Neville, who was a student of Barbara Brennan.
There you go.
So, we are connected that way. So that's amazing. So you got all that training. How did you start really working with people? And and what's it like getting a reading? I mean, I can tell you people from my experience of that, but how did that all unfold where you could really begin to see inside the body the way that you do?
I talk about that in my book, Angelic Attendance, in the first chapter that's about Here's My Journey. And as I was studying, things started to unfold. And at the beginning, I didn't feel like I was really learning anything. And I could see colors and shapes, kind of like a kaleidoscope, you know, those tubular things that you can look in one end and then you can twist the other end and it changes crystals in it, kind of to a different mosaic. I would see things like that, but more like a watercolor of it. And then after probably, I guess, about 3 years, I started seeing outlines of the body, and it was like a grid I saw. It reminded me of a blueprint that you'd see on a building that an engineer would draw or an architect. And then I started being able to see in my mind's eye body parts. And now at this stage, when I get somebody, I get somebody on my radar, I connect to them energetically. I raise my vibrational level to the level of spirit, because we're all spirits attached to a body having a human experience, as most of us have heard. And when we're attached to a body, the body has mass, so it slows down the vibration of the spirit. So I've learned to turn my abilities on and off at will, Lisa, and I raise my vibrational level and I watch a laser beam come from my body to connect with whomever, wherever, anywhere in the world. And it's like I have a hologram of them in my mind's eye. And then I envision shooting energy from their feet up through the top of their head. And it's as if I'm looking at an MRI or a CT scan or a X-ray. And wow. I can see broken bones, torn ligaments, viral infections, bacterial infections, cancer, tumors, mold exposure, yeast, right, whatever. And then once something's identified, the thing that's the most pressing is always shows up first. Once that's identified, then there'll be an energetic healing to work on that issue. And then I'll shoot energy through them again and something else will come up and we'll watch a healing on that issue. And then something else will come up, and it's always in a descending order of importance.
It was so curious to me when I had my session with you, I had this whole list of things that was on my mind, and you, when you did your thing, the first thing that came to you was like some scar tissue in my brain, mm-hmm. which wasn't anything that I was thinking of, you know, and I had no idea. It was not on my radar. It was nothing. It didn't seem as important as the other things that I was worried about. And it was so interesting that that's what came up first. And then I was so grateful that that came up, because I never would have thought of it. I wouldn't know what to do about that, even if I had thought about it. And then I was super happy that, you know, you were able to do a healing on that. Me and my brain appreciate that quite a lot. And the healing that you did was so interesting to me, because you figured out a way to energetically use stem cell energy, which is fascinating. Can you talk about that?
Sure. In the healings that I watch, when I'm working with someone, they can be something getting removed, something getting added. I watch procedures happen all the time, Lisa, that emulate what I saw happen in operating rooms and other departments of the hospital during my career in that field. And then sometimes I see healings, energetic healings, that utilize methodologies and devices that haven't been invented yet. And that's what you're talking about. And I watch stem cell energy regenerate body parts, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. I have seen stem cell energy regenerate whole organs when they're damaged or diseased. In your case, I watched stem cell energy regenerate brain matter. And the reason why I believe that showed up first with the scar tissue in your brain is inevitably it has the ability to cause dementia and Alzheimer's and other types of neurological issues as we age, because that scar tissue I see occludes neural pathways.
Right.
And so it's not a surprise that that came up first, because it's the most important in the long run,
right,
of issues that you had. And I don't even remember what it was caused from. Did we get that? What?
I feel like it was probably, concussions, mm-hmm, that I didn't know I had. Or, I was a horseback riding kind of child, and God knows how many times I fell off horses and fell off my bike. I mean, I think back then we were constantly whacking our heads and nobody knew.
Right.
We didn't know about concussions the way we do now back then.
That's right. That's right. But when I am scanning somebody who has Alzheimer's or has some sort of dementia, I always see lots and lots of scar tissue in the brain. Mm. Always.
Yeah. So. It was so meaningful to me because I'm watching my mom go down with Alzheimer's right now. Mm. So, it's painful to watch that. And then I was like, wow, I really don't also want to go there. Really, seeing it up front. So I was very grateful that you did that work.
My pleasure. It's fun when it regenerates organs, the stem cell energy, because oftentimes they show up on the x-rays or the CT scans when the person goes back to the doctor for a follow-up visit. The doctors are calling me saying, okay, now what did you do with my patient? And
wow,
how does this work? And yeah, it's really quite remarkable. I have an advisory group of doctors and surgeons and geneticists and people like that I call when I see a healing energetically that I'm not quite sure what all is going on. And when I was watching this stem cell energy regenerate a body part several years ago, I called a guy who works in that, who's a anesthesiologist, but now he's doing stem cell work primarily. And I told him what happens. And he said, well, that's exactly what we do in my lab. We extract the cells and then they're spun, they're centrifuged, which is what I watch happen with the healing that, for instance, we saw on you. And it's really fascinating how it emulates things that we're doing now. And in some instances, as I mentioned, I'm watching energetic healings of techniques and method and devices and stuff that haven't been invented yet.
That's super cool. And you have some miracle stories or things like that people could measure with MRI or x-ray machine afterwards that really changed?
Oh, absolutely. Countless. One in particular comes to mind, and this happened a long time ago. Oh, gosh, probably 20-some years ago. A girlfriend of mine, her daughter was having kidney failure, and she was 4 at the time. Her name was Savannah. Her name is Savannah. And they were talking about maybe her being a candidate for a transplant. And so I watched a new kidney get generated for her.
Wow.
And so I told her mother about it, and they took her into the hospital. She was having a series of tests run, and the doctor came out and said, we think there's something wrong with the x-ray. We don't know if we got it mixed up or what, but we're going to do another set of films. So they did, and he came out again, and he said, okay, I don't know what to tell you, except the kidney that was diseased doesn't look diseased anymore, and it looks bigger than the one that was there all along. It looks like the kidney of a preteen instead of a 4-year-old.
Wow.
Long story short, this happened. It was less than a week after the healing was done on Savannah. And Savannah is now 22 and graduated from college and has never had another kidney issue.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. That's incredible.
That's one of my favorite stories. But certainly there are just countless stories like that, where my husband had a bone spur in his heel when we were dating, and I was scanning him and I said, you have burn spots on the bottom of your foot. And he said, no, I don't. I said, no, not currently, but from before, did you have some plantar warts burned off? And he said, yeah, in the 3rd grade. I said, okay, I can see where those were burned, but went on to remove the bone spur, and he was scheduled for surgery, and he went in for a a pre-surgery test, and they ran another set of x-rays, and he said, well, it doesn't hurt anymore, so maybe it's gone. Sure enough, it was gone.
Amazing.
And that was, yeah, that was in short order. So lots of stories like that.
It's incredible. I know you teach people how to do this too, right? You share your skills.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, it's really fun. We do it online, and it's 4 Saturdays in a row for 2 hours. And it's not so much that I'm teaching technique, Lisa. It's more the transfer of energy at this super high vibration where I swim, and I teach them how to turn it on and off. And then they can access whatever they want. I want their talents and their skill sets to come in so that they're going to best serve them and best work with them.
That's great.
And I think of it as, if you can teach somebody to read, they can learn whatever. If I can get somebody to the level where they can communicate with spirit, both alive and deceased, they can take that wherever they want.
It's beautiful. I love that. And I appreciate the spirit of that, because I think, you know, we don't really need cookie cutter healers. We need people to figure out what their own place in the universe is and how they're going to do the healing work.
Right. And it's kind of like back in the olden days, you may have heard that if somebody was a left-handed writer, a lot of times the teachers would punish that kid and make them write with their right hand.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's crazy. Why? Who cares?
Mm-hmm. Happened to me.
Is that right?
Yeah. So funny you should say that. And I'm pretty sure that's why I'm dyslexic, because I should be a lefty and I write, like, you know, with my right hand very badly. So
yeah. Dyslexia, I think, is a superpower.
I do too. I think it's a psychic thing for me. It's like my strangely wired brain makes me also a good psychic.
Well, I don't think it's strangely wired. I think you just learn in a different way instead of maybe just visually. And it allows you to access information that otherwise would have been missed by just learning, being a visual learner.
It's good. I like
that. Yeah.
So I know that you also do pet stuff, and I have to tell you, I had to put my dog down last week.
Oh,
I've been so sad about it. He was my companion for 15 years. He's a good golden retriever, and so I'm like, oh, weeping about my dog, and then I know that you also do pets. So how does that work? How do pets communicate with you?
Telepathically. That's how all spirits communicate, is telepathically. Certainly, we can see them sometimes out of the corner of our eye or sometimes smell something. My son, when he was little, he got in the car in the carpool lane. I think he was in fifth grade. My mother had just died a couple months before that. And he said, Mommy, I could smell Nana's perfume when I was taking my math test today. And I said, no kidding. Nana was there to help you with you. She was an educator. I said, Nana was there to help you on your math test. And I was walking through a hotel one time, a historic hotel, and I smelled cigar smoke outside of one of the ballrooms. And I knew there was no way they were going to let somebody smoke a cigar inside that hotel. And so I turned my radar on, and there was a spirit that was the founder of the hotel. It's the Driscoll in Austin, Texas. If you're ever in Austin, go check it out. But with animals, it's the same way. They communicate telepathically, and they're always around us. Their spirit, Lisa, is always around us, even to the point where if you look on my website, AskJulieRyan.com, there are graphics of the 12 phases of transition, and that's what we go through as we're dying and how we're surrounded by angels and deceased loved ones, as you mentioned earlier. Well, guess what? Our deceased pet spirits are there as well to welcome us to heaven, which I find very heartwarming, and so do a lot of my clients, because I can describe to them the dogs or the animals. Sometimes it's farm animals. I'll say, did your mom or did your grandmother grow up on a farm? And they'll say, yeah, how did you know? I'll say, well, there's all these farm animal spirits that are there in the room with her as she's dying. Just very sweet. Yeah, and anybody can talk to a deceased loved one, or any spirit for that matter, and also to a deceased pet, Lisa. And you know this, but for your listeners, you just say something to them in your head, either a question or a statement, and then they're going to answer you within a second. If you think about it for more than a second, that's going to be your brain talking.
Right, you're making it up, really.
You're making it up.
Yeah.
And the other thing to remember is that spirits are very literal. So you want to be very specific if you're asking for guidance or asking a question like, you know, where's the will? You want to say, okay, where is your will? Mm. You want to be super specific. Is it in the bank? And then you tell them the bank, or is it in, you know, where is it? When you get information, then you ask a follow-up question, and you want to be really specific about that.
That's beautiful. I love that. I think people have so much fear around the dying process, and that the kind of work that you do and what you have in your book probably brings a lot of comfort to people. If we know it's going to be okay, we know our beloved pets are, and our loved ones are there, and there's a process that we go to. It's not like just like turning the TV off and boom, you're gone forever. I think it's super comforting to know the details that you have.
Well, and my book talks about what happens as we're dying. There's lots of information out there about near-death experiences and what happens once you're in heaven or once you've crossed over to the other side. But I find that there hasn't been, I couldn't find anything about what happens as we're actually dying. And I describe it in 12 phases, what I call the 12 phases of transition, Lisa. And it's about how angels and our deceased loved ones surround us and welcome us to heaven, basically. And the best I can imagine is there, people have been able to see this since the beginning of time, because there's a prayer in the Roman Catholic Church called In Paradisum that's said at every funeral. And it talks about the angels and your loved ones will greet you and lead you into paradise. And the best I could find, it originated as a 5th century Gregorian chant. So I have to imagine that people have been able to see what I see since forever. And maybe it just took till the 5th century for somebody to have the idea to write it down as a prayer in the form of music initially. And certainly some of the most learned people were men who were in monasteries.
Right.
And so it's what we go through, whether it's instantly in the case of a suicide, homicide, something, you know, near something that happens, you hear people that say, yeah, my dad dropped dead of a heart attack, or my dad had an aneurysm and died instantly. It happens instantly. It can happen over days, weeks, months. There was a woman who called into my show for 2 years, whose father was in phase 11 of 12. 12 is you're heading off to heaven.
Wow.
And it took him 2 years to die. He was an Alzheimer's patient, by the way.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So we all take our time through these phases, probably to get the most learning, the most healing, the most out of it, I would imagine.
Well, I find that people that take a long time to die, normally it's not about them. It's about giving their family and their loved ones time to get used to the idea that they're not going to be around.
Right. That makes sense. Wow. So you have so much to offer, Julie. And you do private sessions, you teach, you write books. How can people get in touch with you? Like, how do they get all this good stuff that you've got?
My website, AskJulieRyan.com, has everything there, my show information. There's links to my book. My book's available everywhere books are sold. It's available in libraries. It's at public libraries. It's available in university libraries. It's in audiobook and paperback and digital form. I have a children's book coming out in time for the holidays, Lisa. It's called Angel Messages for Kids.
Aww.
And it's a picture book. So I'm working with the illustrator right now on that, which has really been fun. I've had so many moms with young children over the years say, how do I explain to my child what happens when somebody dies? How do I explain that to my child that he can see spirits? How do I explain to my child that he knows things about past lives that we've corroborated with historic documents? Mm-hmm. That kind of thing. So that's why I wrote that.
Wow, great. So I really encourage anyone that's having a medical issue to come and have a session with Julie, because Julie, you're fantastic. And thank you so much for being on the show
with
me
pleasure.
Today. Thank you for taking your, I know you're really busy, so I appreciate that you take your time out to talk with me today.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you so much. And thank all of you guys for joining us today on The Miracle of Healing. You can come and check me out. I'm at lisacampion.com. I've got some cool stuff on my website too. Lots of free resources and video series for empaths who are looking for a way to really learn how to manage their energy. So come and check it out on lisacampion.com. And thank you so much for being here on The Miracle of Healing, where we are healing the planet one person at a time right here on Empower Radio. Thank you.